Okay, I'm opening.
Yes,
All
you
right,
are.
I guess so. So we are on episode 24. This is Stephanie.
And this is Anthony.
And thank you for coming back to the Off Center Archers podcast. I know it's been a while since we recorded, but we had a lot of shit going on.
I was saying you might have wanted to start off with the welcome back, we're back, hello.
I said we're back.
Okay.
You can go back and listen. I think I said I'm back.
Yeah, you did.
Maybe.
Anyway.
I don't know. Who the hell knows? Anywho, so we've had, a lot going on. We've moved. We've had a baby. Well, yeah. I had one.
You had a baby. Yeah. I didn't have a baby. You did. I just donated to the creation of the baby.
You were here for it, though.
Yes.
But, yeah, so it's been, like two months?
About, yeah.
Yeah. So
the last time we recorded was probably, 3 weeks before. 2 weeks before we moved?
Probably.
And then
we had to pack everything up.
Yeah, packing and moving and getting everything settled here and all your doctor's visits here and whatnot.
Yeah, so besides all that going on and everything kind of slowing down now, we're settling in. We're kind of getting an idea of what's in the area. And so now we can go back to recording and go back to shooting and kind of go back to everything kind of normal because now we have two mini S's running around. Well, no, only one's running around.
Well, yeah, one's laying on the floor. Actually, one is right next to us at the we're in our dining room right now, and our daughter is actually on the floor playing with this little mat that my sister got her with all these hanging toys and stuff.
Yeah. So. This is horrible when you put it that way. She's on the floor. She's playing with these
things.
She's
playing on a mat. It's got a keyboard piano at her feet that she kicks piano keys and music plays for her.
We put her in the corner. We gate her up.
Exactly.
We put her in a cage. You know, toss some food in there. Put a wee-wee pad down.
That's horrible.
No, we don't do that before anyone gets, I don't know. Anywho. So we found a range we like.
Yes, yes.
We found a range. It's crap.
You're trying to figure the name. No, the range is not crap. The range's name is Saluda River Archery.
No, is it? Are you sure?
Yes. Saluda River Archery.
Is that how you pronounce it? Or are you butchering their name right now?
Probably butchering the name. I'm probably saying Saluda wrong. That's how it's spelled. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway. But it's in Piedmont, South Carolina here. We live right outside of the Greenville area now. So, definitely a very cool indoor range. They do leagues, bow hunter league, full, target tournament leagues, men's, women's, and so on.
And they have a little shop.
And they do have a pro shop, and they sell, shit.
They sell a lot more.
PSEs and Hoyts and
Matthews.
Matthews, new breeds I've seen there. A couple of different crossbows, not many. But accessories galore. Very big seller of Black Eagle arrows.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a huge shop, for
No, it's not. It's
itself.
A good size. I mean, they do have two or three techs there working at once. But
yeah, it's a nice little area they got set up.
They have a lot of lanes.
And it's open. The lanes aren't fully enclosed away from the shop. They have the counter, and then they have their little shop area. And then they have the lanes, which it's kind of on the other side of, a bar top kind of setup, so that it's separated, but it's not fully enclosed. And then they have a separate enclosed area.
Right.
And, it's 23... Is it 23 lanes or
24
lanes.
It's almost 25. I'm pretty sure it's close to 25 lanes.
Yeah, and it's a 20-yard setup.
Yes. Indoor.
Indoor. And we're still looking for outdoor right now.
Right.
And it's actually... I mean,
There is an outdoor range that they're associated with that we're going to check out, which that one goes to 80 yards outdoors.
Yeah, which will be nice.
Yeah, which would be pretty cool.
So that'll be... Well, I have to get back into it a little bit more, just because...
Well, this is also... I mean, this weekend was your first time shooting since months ago.
Yeah, it's been months.
After about 6 months or so, you weren't able to shoot anymore.
Yeah, which, I see some other female hunters online going out at 7 to 8 months pregnant, and I feel like a little bitch, because...
I think Sam Levi just caught some 10-point deer or something. 10, 12-point deer, and meanwhile she's 6.5 to 7 months pregnant.
That makes me feel a whole lot better.
Well, I'm just proving
the
point.
It's really boosting the self-esteem.
Proving the point.
Yeah.
Proving the point.
I felt like half an inch big.
This pregnancy, I mean, for you was a lot different than your pregnancy with our son.
Mm.
You know, you had a lot more fatigue to deal with this pregnancy.
I feel like it's just a bunch of excuses.
Well, I'm just saying, you did. You were a lot more tired with our daughter than you were pregnant with our son.
Mm.
So, but anyway, yeah, the range is cool. I've been shooting there now twice. Steph went this weekend now for the first time. And the guys there are just awesome. I mean, everybody's super friendly.
Yeah.
Range is clean. You probably heard, like, before on some of the podcasts, we would always say how when we went to Gander in New York, we were always cleaning the range. This range, no. I mean, the targets are all set up all the way across. It's a high target, low target. So every single lane has two targets. Like we said, there's about 25 lanes indoor. Keep in mind, they don't even know that we do a podcast. So don't get the wrong idea that like this is a paid for like sponsorship. We're just throwing their name out there because everyone was super, super cool to us. Because
we like it.
And it's very,
Yeah, but I throw the name out if I don't like it.
Yeah, we do. That's true. Good point. I'm just saying, a lot of people like to know that we're not sponsored.
No.
Whatever.
But so I'll take money.
That's fine. So, but I mean, very nice place.
And
Yeah, I know. I completely like brain farted right there in the middle of the comment. It's great.
He's gone retarded.
Yeah. It's lack of sleep.
Oh please.
So
you slept like 12 hours today.
So hey, I don't know. Both of us, haven't shot a lot. I mean, even my bow feels heavy to me right now.
Mm-mm. Well, let's see. Nothing has changed in my bow because I haven't shot in so long. I think I still am at the 50 pounds.
Yeah, you're still at
And
50
I still
pounds.
Pulled it back, which, mind you, you said, oh, no, you can't pull your bow back. You won't be able to pull your bow back.
You haven't shot it in months.
No, she can't pull her bow back. And I pulled it back fine on one shot. Yep. Oh, I guess you can pull your bow back. Okay.
Yeah. No, you deserve that. I mean, you did get tired after shooting a while.
Well, I'm still healing.
Yes,
it's only been, 16 days?
Yes, just about.
Your body said it's only 12, 14, 15, 17 days?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm still, technically it takes 6 weeks for my, because it was a surgery.
Right.
For me to heal.
But, I mean, you did good.
So, I don't have the endurance to,
Right. I mean, with you shooting on, Saturday? You are pretty consistent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you just have to like fall back into it. And me, I mean, this is only.
But you have a you have a new sight on your bow.
Yes, I have the HHA Kingpin, the Optimizer Kingpin, not the Kingpin Light, the actual full blown Kingpin, and it's really, really nice. The only downfall I have about it right now is that I bought the one with the 2-inch housing for the single pin, and I mean, it's nice. Maybe I just have to get more accustomed to it. Like I said, we haven't shot a lot. I seem to be wavering a little bit from right to left here and there. So I think I just have to get used to shooting again with it. Plus, also, I was shooting the last two times with my glasses and not wearing my contacts. So things feel a little bit off to me. But it's also, we used to go shooting once to twice a week to now, this is the first time we've really shot in months.
Yeah, when we first moved down, you went to go see the range, and then you went once.
We were there for an hour.
Yeah, and then I think like a week later, or a week and a half week later, that's when I went into the hospital.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's not exactly like we've had the time
to
go. But now we have that membership that they do a 6-month family membership, which is
family plan. Yeah.
Yeah, which is actually really good.
Yeah, definitely recommend it. I mean, if you're going to go there to a range and happen to be in this area of South Carolina, it's $8 an hour if you want to shoot. But like she said, they do have the family plan for 6 months. All you want to shoot from open to close,
And this is both of us included.
Yeah, and it's the family plan, so it's both of us.
For 55.
Yeah, for 55 for 6 months.
Yeah.
Which is great.
For two people.
It was like a no-brainer that we're going to buy it.
Yeah, and family, if like you have kids and everything, they're included too in it. So it's not just, two people or they cap it off. So, I mean, you figure, you do the math. Like, if you have just the two of us, let's just say, going.
Oh, yeah, it's $16 for an hour.
Yeah. So, and then within the 6 months, if you go X amount of times, it's already paying for itself.
No, if you go more than 3 times, it's already paid for itself, pretty much.
Yeah. So that's not bad.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And there's no time limit, so to, you know, you can be there for hours instead of, you know, 1 hour.
But it's good.
Yeah. Well, I also got other arrows too.
Oh yeah, so you ordered the other arrows.
Yes, I have the Easton Under Armour Edition Axises.
Mm-hmm.
And they're nice arrows. And I wasn't, you know, expecting, like, the first time, like you said, since we went twice to the range, or I went twice to the range, the first time I shot my FMJs. And I purposely set the dial on the optimizer to 20 yards for their 20 yards. So this way, when we go to the outdoor range, I really wouldn't have to mess with the 20-yard one. I just have to worry about the 60-yard pin and then just turn the dial from there. This way, I can then get the measurement, put the right sight tape on it. But, you know, I know the axes are lighter because the FMJs are 12 grains an inch.
Mm.
The axes are 10.1 or 10.2, so they're substantially lighter. You know, they're almost 2 grains lighter an inch. Same spine, though. Same bolt, 300 spine, the same as my FMJs. I fired that first arrow off, and it was like 12 inches high at 20 yards.
You know, I really want to step in, and something that's been bothering me ever since we went to this range. You know, I'm thinking of where we shot before and how they said it went up to 30.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
This range is not shorter than that range.
This range is, they said this range is 20 yards. That's what they said. The line to the wall is 20 yards.
I really feel like it's the same length as...
No, because once you move to your 20-yard mark on your sight, you are throwing 20 yards. It just may be also we haven't been at a range in so long, you're not used to the distance anymore.
I don't know. It just seems off to me.
No, it's 20 yards. That's what they said, at least. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Oh, anyway, continue.
But I mean,
you have no idea where you left off.
I don't even know where I left off. No, but I know the arrows, the axis, just shooting them. It was like 12 inches high on the first arrow, and I thought it was just, you know, maybe screwed up. Like I said, I've been having some wavering issues with the sight. I'm not used to it yet. Fired the second arrow and smacked the first arrow. I'm like, okay, it is definitely high.
Yeah.
I turned the dial from 20. I moved it down to 10. Got closer, and then moved it to zero, and that's when it was in. So I literally had to take away 20 yards worth of range on the dial to make it drop down far enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're substantially faster and much lighter. So I just have, they also have the chronograph there, too, in which they allow you to see how fast your bow is, which is something I'm interested in doing.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they charge you for that, though?
Yeah, it's like $3 for the three shots. It's everything there is a fantastic... I mean, a bow setup's like $30. Making sure your timing's right. All the prices, they have everything, first off, laid out. Even when it's down to refletching your arrows, they have everything marked on the wall.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah. So you ain't walking in not knowing what you're going to pay. Like, cutting arrows is like 50 cents. An arrow? It was something cheap. I mean, I paid them to cut the axis for me, and then I came home, and I put the NAP quick spins and stuff on. And
this is also a actual shop. It's not a bigger company that's trying to... Right. Well, obviously, that screwed up on their pricing of stuff because they went bankrupt.
Yeah. That's very true. So,
obviously...
You know, I mean, the new arrows are nice. I'm getting used to them. You know, the fact that they're carbons is really not bothering me anymore. You know, before I was just like, carbons to me have always been sketchy. You always see those pictures of people with, you know, the bands of carbon through their hands.
Oh, God, I can't do that.
So, I think that was the one thing that always pushed me, like, oh, look, they FMJs. They're aluminum on the outside. Which, I don't get me wrong, I still like my FMJs.
Whatever's not going to go through your
hand. Buy another set, yeah.
Buy another set? I still have to buy a set.
Okay, we have to buy you a set of FMJs. That's fine. We'll get you a set of FMJs.
You see the sad face now.
Why?
Well, because I gotta buy stuff for her. Why can't I just buy it all for myself?
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then, so we got, you have your new arrows on there. You have your new sight you're still gonna try out for another. Right. And I'm seeing a lot of your.
No, we have to do a lot of stuff for yours. I mean, you just haven't been shooting. Like, the one thing I want to get you, because your biggest complaint with your bow right now is your magnifying lens. It's fuzzy. Mm-hmm. So we want to get you the specialty archery peep with the insert, and she's trying to make me laugh.
No,
she's trying to like hide her face behind her microphone.
I'm pushing him into a corner to say, no, I have plans.
No, I definitely do. I already have them saved in the Amazon cart and stuff like that.
No,
actually,
you don't.
I'll probably
use it. No, you don't, because I'm the one who deals with all that.
Whatever.
You don't.
So, but, well, either, most likely, I mean, the prices that have been at that archer shop are actually better than everything we're finding on Amazon. So I might just buy it from them.
Some here, some there. It depends on who it is. It depends.
Right.
Because you could also find deals on eBay too.
Right. Oh yeah.
It's not just Amazon. It's also eBay. Mm-hmm. So I mean, and people that sell on that are also not out of shop, so they can sell it for cheaper. Because you're not trying to pay for an overhead.
Right. Exactly.
So I mean, oh, actually, now that you mention it, with the, bless you.
Our daughter's sneezing.
Now that, you mentioned it, remember the whole double vision I was talking about?
Yeah.
I actually didn't get that at the range.
Well, that was also, you were complaining about the double vision was with the peep sight.
Oh, it's true. I wonder if we try it again.
Yeah, we can try it again. I mean, that's what you wanted to do after you were all healed up from being pregnant and whatnot. And
yeah, let me go for another couple weeks of finished healing, and then let me see, everything goes back to normal.
Well, plus we have to get a new set of strings for your bow.
Yes, and we're not going through that dirt company again.
Stop. But,
they listen to the other episodes. They know what I'm talking about.
I know. But yeah, now we're going to get you a new set of green, because you know, we know you want the green, fluorescent green strings, so we're going to get your stinger with all new, brand new strings on it.
Yes.
And then you could try the precision peep again, but you got to keep in mind, I mean, you still do have the magnifier on it, so it's still going to be fuzzy.
Well,
that's why I was trying to more so lean with you towards the specialty archery peep, just because you can get the inserts, and we just have to, like, play with inserts to see where all of a sudden it's clear for you.
Yeah, that's true. Because I did have it fuzzy, but it wasn't doubled. Right. I was seeing double.
Right, that might also be because of the... Well, you were also having a lot of, like I said, fatigue problems with being pregnant. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were getting tired fast. Like, you were shooting 30 arrows, and you were like, okay, I'm pretty much ready to go home.
Yeah, that is true.
So...
But no more of that.
Yeah, no more of that. This week, let off like 60, at least 60.
It wasn't bad.
And you're okay. I mean, you're like, okay, by the end, you're like, okay, I'm a bit, my muscles are a bit tight.
Yeah, I was starting to spasm. My muscles were starting to lock up.
Yeah,
so.
But that's also, just had a baby, you know.
Yeah.
Surgery, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
So.
And then, wait, what's that other site that you're talking about that you were looking to order?
Other site. No, rest.
Oh, was it a rest?
Yeah. I want to order the, just because we try to keep everything in the realm of the more cost-effective bow hunter or new bow hunter or person who's getting into archery. And we've done a lot of TrueGlow products before. I mean, both of us used the Updraft and both of us liked it. You know, the fact that it's got the replaceable inserts is really cool.
Yeah.
I think it's called the Splitfire.
You think?
I think that's what it was called. It's their new Arrowrest. It's limb drive, but it's instead of like the whale tail, it looks more like the.
Why don't you pull it up?
Double prong.
We have this cool little invention. It's called the internet, and you have these little handheld devices, and you can pull it up right from where you're sitting.
I haven't recorded in weeks, and it's like nothing's changed. So yes, I will look it up, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was called because I have it actually watched on my eBay list.
I know.
Here.
That's why I'm surprised that you didn't...
Oh, sorry. Lockfire. Wow, I completely destroyed the name.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, if TrueGlow, if you're listening, my bad, I screwed up. I thought it was called Splitfire.
Retarded.
Yes, exactly. It's been weeks since we recorded. So, I'm looking to order the TrueGlow Lockfire, because that's also a very reasonable arrow rest. Very popular style. The fork style, just like the QADs and whatnot have. But it has the replaceable center, just like their Updraft hat. Which is fine.
Right.
Other one that I've been looking at doing, because it's also another cost-effective one for a person who's going to be into or getting into archery, is the AAE Hawkeye. Another prong style, just like the Hunter QAD that I have on the bow right now, which I like the Hunter. The only problem I find with the Hunter right now, in my opinion, is I have to, like, angle it a decent amount. otherwise you hear it slap the riser on the PSC. The riser on the PSC is not cut very shallow. It's cut pretty tall. So you tend to hear that smack every time I fire the arrow.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, it's nothing major, really. I mean, it's been firing good. The arrows are consistent. So, but right now I have two of them that I'm looking at.
Yeah. So hopefully, maybe if we order, I'll have to take a look at some things. Maybe we can order one. Maybe the True Glow this week. Okay. And it usually takes like a couple days for it to get in.
Right.
So if we get it in,
we figure and if by once, next now week, we're gonna try and get back into swing of this of recording again. I mean,
yeah,
probably you know, if we're gonna wait and order some stuff this way, everyone knows what's going on right now. You know, we're back. We're trying to get some stuff going here again. Baby's born, whatnot. So now we have our time again.
Yeah.
Probably start, you know, right away, just every 2 weeks. You know, so we get something new in. Or
order some
the next
stuff
one will be 2 weeks from now, so we have time to get something in, and we could set it up on one of the bows.
Or actually,
your
we're
bows
be looking...
have the same arrow rest for shit a year.
Yeah, I gotta switch some stuff out on mine. We gotta look to see what events are that take place out here. I mean, I would
most
really...
of them are actually starting in the beginning of the year.
I would like to. Well, you never know if they have small town. Like, you know how they have some of the smaller events that you know, the couple surrounding towns or whatever. You never know what goes on.
Absolutely.
We don't know. There seems to be a lot that goes on out here.
But we have a lot to learn about the area that we live in. We know we're in, you know, zone one up here of South Carolina, which means we have, like, hunting to the max. We are allowed deer and bear and boar and turkey and blah, blah, blah.
That'd be cool if we could go to the one big show up in... Indiana.
ATA.
Yeah.
Which I would like to do, because when I looked at the directions to it, I believe it's only like 8.5 hours away from us, so it's not a huge, huge drive.
I remember telling you it was 8.5 hours away from
us. Well, one of us said it was. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. That's in January. I believe it's January, February, something like that. It's in the very beginning of the year, so if we can get up to ATA, which would be cool, because...
That'd be really cool.
I would... I'd probably want to try and do like a mobile podcast... Because I know Kristen and Boz from Precision Peeps will be there. Yeah. I know...
bless you.
The EZV is going to be there. They're in Lasco.
Yeah.
You know, I know all of them are going to be there. So, I mean, we've done their products, and I like both of their things. I would love to get, you know, to talk to them actually in person.
Yeah. We'd have to figure out the... I would like to bring our son, because he's at the age where we can be... impressionable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Push him into something whether he wants to do
now.
Or not.
Whether he wants to do it or not. Jesus. He's going to have no choice. He's going to be shooting no matter what.
Nah, he has a choice.
I think when it comes down to it, our son is very, like, he's very gear-oriented and likes seeing how things work. Yeah, he's kind of bouncy. I think once he sees that arrow take off like a freight train out of a bow, he'll be like, oh, I'm in.
Yeah.
You know. He'll kind of look like you did after your first arrow, like, I want a bow.
And then
now.
We might have to get a babysitter for the little one. Because she won't have enough immunizations yet to really be traveling that far. I don't know. Maybe.
No, she'll have a couple by then.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll figure it out.
But we'll see how everything goes. I mean,
maybe.
I did see a bunch of scheduled events. There is a Carolina sportsman show. That's,
you know,
like,
near
Charlotte.
We could do that drive in the day and then go up for the weekend and then come down. You take 2 days off from work.
Yeah, easily. Because if we do the two-day event, I mean, especially if I go there for the Saturday and Sunday, just go there Friday, stay the whole weekend, look around, see what's going on.
Even if we left Sunday.
To take notes. Yeah. I mean, well, if we stay there for the 2 days and go to the event for the one major day and then just take a day to relax, do whatever, see sights, who knows, and then come back. Should be fun.
That'd be cool. Do a podcast from the hotel room.
Yeah, exactly.
Depending.
We got our microphones. I mean, I can set this up either way.
But we do
way.
Have two kids.
Yes, we do have two kids. So that's where the problem comes in.
But,
I shouldn't say problem. They're not a problem.
No, they're not a problem. Our son can sleep through an earthquake and tornado and...
You could rip the roof off a house and he won't wake up.
Yeah, I know. So actually, it's worked out pretty good.
Our daughter, not so much just yet. Make a little noise and she's like, what is that? But she seems more so very curious about what's going
she's
on.
She's 17 days old.
Yeah, exactly.
Anywho, so let's see. Events. buying stuff. I'm trying to remember. You know,
everyone, keep in mind that does listen to this. If you have an idea or a product recommendation that you want us to try, or remember, try to keep it more so towards the person who's going to get into archery. Like, we've been doing a lot of the True Glow stuff. Like I said, a lot of their sites, a lot of their rests, everything's affordable. Their sites, majority of them are $100 and under.
And they're not bad either. Their
arrow rests are all like about $70 and under. You know, try to keep it for, you know, that type of person. Like, you know, eventually we're gonna, like, the only reason I have that HHA site on my bow, and I've said it before, was because Gander was closing. And
oh yeah, you got it really.
I
good
got
cheap.
It for 66% off, so I paid $130 for a $300+ site.
Yeah, but those are things you got to look out for.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. It's otherwise it wouldn't have been a site I would have balled it to try for this podcast.
Yeah,
you know.
But you get stuff for off season. You get stuff that people are just not using anymore.
Right, exactly.
Or, you know, if it's a little used, who gives a shit? If you're trying it out and you can get it for really cheap, then who really cares? As long as it's not broken. Right. I mean, don't get roped into someone who's like, oh, all you have to do is fix this or fix. No, because they're full of shit.
Yeah,
don't, because they probably beat the crap out of it, and they're like, yeah, all you have to do is replace this, and they're just lying.
Buy a bow with a cracked limb.
Or they're just really stupid, and they don't know it any better. And just don't buy it from them. But, oh yeah, and then I mentioned my new hobby that I started.
Go right ahead. That's all you.
So
I'm not talented
started,
in artistic shit in any sort of way, so this is all
It's not
you.
Artistic.
Bullshit.
It's, but it, not really. It's not like painting. I'm not.
You do that too, by the way.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, okay, anyway, so I picked up a new hobby.
While you were pregnant.
I think we mentioned this, like, in one of our earlier ones, so I
you
wanted...
You mentioned that you were interested in doing it?
Yeah, so, the whole, with the paracord and making your own bow slings and everything like that, I watched a tutorial on just your standard, just the normal one that most people have. Sorry, I know, I'm facing away because I was looking at our daughter. Mm-hmm. So, I bought, like, a couple different colors, and I made our own. And then once I started getting back to the end of our pregnancy, well, my pregnancy, when I really was getting tired a lot, I started just ordering more colors and learning more.
More stitching.
More weaves and stuff like that. And I started to do a lot more bow slings, different kinds and everything like that. I don't know, and it kind of became a hobby. So I put them on Etsy. And I was like, yeah, screw it.
Within 24 hours, you sold one.
Yeah, one.
But still, I mean, you sold one within 24 hours of opening it, which
is
pretty
cool.
No,
it was like a couple days it was up there.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was a couple days.
Like the next day it was.
No, because I put like one, and then I was putting like a picture of another one, and then, I can't sit down for hours and do them all at once. All
right, so now tell them where it is. You can see it.
Okay,
you did make an Instagram profile. And
I have an Instagram profile. It's on our Instagram, too, the link. And if you go, I'm trying to think what the easiest way. It's called Shooting Skulls. I named it for Etsy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just shootingskulls.etsy.com. And you can look at my, I'm only selling them for like $17, free shipping. My husband thinks I'm selling them for too low, but it's more of a hobby. I just kind of like doing them. But, I mean, hold on.
Oh, daughter's starting to fuss a bit. You guys are ignoring me. But anyway, I mean, if you do go on to Instagram, it is shooting_skulls is where Stephanie has her new bow slings that she is making displayed. There's already, I believe, a couple of pictures on our Instagram for the podcast, plus hers. There's a couple. And actually, yeah, she has about 10 photos there. And one is actually us at the range. It is a close-up of my wrist and the one that she made for me that has skulls weaved into it.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, I'm probably selling them on the cheaper side. Just because I kind of want to, I just enjoy doing them, for one.
Well,
and
you're also
two,
allowing people to pick their own colors. Like, the person that ordered the one that you made, you said, okay, what do you want? And they picked three colors, two major colors, and then the thin
cord. I do
micro-stitching
on some of them.
Yeah, it had a micro-stitch, which was a different color. So, I mean, it was a three-color one that, did you actually post a picture on your
page there?
Not the one that I made for him.
But there is a photo of a gray, black, and white one, which is close to the one that you made for him.
Yeah.
So if you see, if you want to see that, it is on her Instagram profile. Like I said, it's shooting_skulls.
Yeah. And if you follow us on Instagram, you can see it too.
Yeah, it's on our page also. There's a picture of it.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, take a look. I figured I'd might as well. I'm making all these different ones, and I keep ordering these different colors, so I might as well put them up there.
Yeah, you've done, I mean, several practice ones. I mean, my bear has one you made. The Browning has one you made. My PSC has one. Yours has one. Plus, you have, like, a gallon Ziploc bag filled with them.
Yeah, because I practice all these different weaves, so I keep trying them out. I'll make a new one. I'll put a picture of it, and then I kind of keep it. So if we wanted to switch them out like little accessories.
Right.
It's like changing your shirt every day.
Yeah, you can, pretty
much. But it's fun. It's stress relieving for me. Like, well,
eventually my bow is going to get changed because I wanted to ditch the red.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're going to be a copier, like.
No, well, my bear is black and green. Mm-hmm. But I'm not, like, your bow, you want a dead green string. You don't want any other colors on your string.
Yes.
Okay. My string is going to be black and green.
You're just saying that because.
Just like my bear.
You don't want to be a.
Copy. Oh, yeah, see. Nothing changes, folks. Nothing changes. Ball bust into the hill.
And that's why they love me.
That's right. So. But yeah, go check out that Instagram if you want. Follow her. Give her a like.
Or tell me I suck.
Either way. If you have any, like, there too. If you have suggestions on maybe seeing something that's, a color scheme like you might be interested in, mm-hmm. let her know. Maybe she'll make one just for fun, throw it up on there, and, you know, someone might catch their interest and be like, oh, yeah, I want that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think because all the practicing I'm doing, I think I'm going to just do ready-to-made ones.
Right. Well, it's,
ready-made.
Yeah, I got
whatever,
you.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah. They probably know what you're talking about.
They're ready to be.
Every guy that's probably listening to this, like, yep, she's repeating the same thing in different ways, ready. Just like my wife does.
Yep.
And then there's the one wife listening to this, like, tell him to go fuck himself.
But none of you assholes listen.
Yeah, exactly. But no, right? Check that out. Right. Like I said, you can always go to the range. Actually, has a website. There's is a Saluda River Archery.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I hope so. Just look for archery range and near Greenville, South Carolina, and it'll pop up on Google. It'll pop up on Bing. Staff is awesome.
Yeah.
Everyone's very cool. Actually, you know, like I said, we've only been there twice. They already remembered us from the first time, which, you know,
that in itself. The one few pregnant women who actually went to the range within.
Well, this Saturday, too, we went there. There was a lot more people than the first time.
Yeah.
So, there was a decent amount of us. I mean, we were spaced out pretty decently where it wasn't a person in every lane. It was a person in every other lane.
Yeah, you didn't feel like you were up someone's ass.
Yeah, you didn't feel someone breathing on the back of your neck while you were trying to take a shot.
Yeah.
I can imagine league night. That's what it must be like. Yeah, it's like, I was going to say Mary Magdalene. God, what's the Mary from Robin Hood when she blows in his ear and he just, like, forget
Maid Marian?
It. Maid Marian, yes. There we go. And someone breathing on your neck, you know. I don't know. I just went on a tangent and just lost myself.
Maid Marian and Robin Hood.
Yes.
But you can't shoot like Robin Hood.
No. I'm not that damn good. No.
No. I tell you to enter tournaments if you like.
Yeah. Speaking of, I mean, that dude that was there at the range. There was a guy at the range, tall. Oh my God, was he tall? Shooting a very nice elite bow. Sight, scope, you name it. This dude's bow is, very much 30-inch stabilizer. Absolutely murdering the ball size.
Until that one dud.
Until the one spoof, yeah. That was actually kind of funny. That was funny.
He got called out on it, too.
All the techs at the range were calling, what the hell was that? Hey, it was great. Was that? Yeah, meanwhile, you watch, look down halfway down the lane, and there's his arrow sitting in the middle of the lane.
Yeah, it just kind
of... I think his trigger didn't lock, or it was partially, you know how you get that first click on the back tensions? I think it had already clicked before he pulled it back. It wasn't actually fully locked and ready. And he started pulling, and it just went dunk. And, yep, there was an arrow in the middle of the lane, and everybody in the whole place was laughing.
Yep. But, he went with it, though.
Oh, yeah, he went with the flow. Was like,
hey, what was
he
that?
Laughed at himself, nothing. Put his head down, grabbed another arrow, and the next arrow, like I said, just murdered a bullseye again.
Nothing.
Yeah, it was, y'all didn't see nothing. No. But yeah, I mean, hell of a shooter. I mean, if this guy is one of their guys that shows up there for tournaments, he must be just, they must just watch him walk in and be like, oh shit. Mm-hmm. You know, because very, very impressive shooter. Very smooth. Man, I mean, just on fire. That kid was on fire.
Target range. He's describing him like a licker.
Well, you have to be kind of smooth to be an archer. Yeah, I'm like, how am I doing that? Yeah, I have to think about it. Yeah, you're right. But very, very good shooter. Trying to think what else. What else are we going to try and do to our bows? Anything here you think of?
Well, probably the next thing is going to order the rest for yours.
Or yours.
We're eventually going to, or mine. We're eventually going to get the strings replaced, and we're going to figure out what company to go through.
Yes, so if you guys have a suggestion for a company also that you want to hear us get strings from, please.
It's not 60 times.
60x.
60 times we suck.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, if you have a suggestion. So, obviously, we know like there's the big ones out there, Winner's Choice and whatnot. And, if you know maybe a private company. We had someone contact us a while back about a private guy that actually makes bowstrings and whatnot.
Oh, that's right.
But that was also when we were taking the break, because it was towards the end of your pregnancy where my transfer was going through and so on, like everyone's heard repeatedly. Let us know. We're very interested to hear from people.
Mm-hmm.
We want to try and keep this going in a direction that people want to hear it. So please send us suggestions about products that you want us to try, other podcasts out there. If you need, let us know. Maybe there's something interesting. I mean, there's a couple of new archery podcasts that are out that I have been listening to repeatedly. That actually should really be mentioned because it makes my work day so much better. One is a guy that's out in Texas. He does the Hunting Product Guru podcast. He's got a huge, he's got a pretty good following and stuff like that on Instagram, does like live videos and whatnot, which I'm horrible at social media. But his product podcast is different than most. Like when we talk about a product, we tell you our experience with them and whatnot. He's more so in touch with the owners of the companies. Like a lot of his companies that he deals with are kind of small. It is like a it's a podcast that's like, here's where the product came from, like with the owners. So it's more like a lot of stuff involved. But that's a very good podcast that's out there now. So if you haven't listened to that, check it out. Very, very, very heartfelt type of thing. He genuinely seems to show his appreciation for what a product is and where it comes from. Let's see, there was one more that I've been listening to a lot. I know I've been listening to Bow Junkie, like nonstop. Been trying to catch up on stuff. Oh, and the other one was Chasing Tales Outdoors podcast, which is the other one I've been listening to.
Chasing Tales.
Yes, Chasing Tales.
That could be taken either way.
So many different ways. But their podcast is also really good. Been liking that one.
I unfortunately haven't been able to listen to a lot of podcasts.
No, you've been home a lot. Your podcast was more so when you were driving to work.
Yeah,
you would listen to it on the way
exactly
to work, on the way back.
Listen to a lot of stuff with everything going on.
Play in the background.
Yeah, that's true. I could.
Especially now. I mean, we had the YouTube channel on when Cam was recently on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yeah, which he's running.
Props to Cam. He's doing that MOBA 240.
Moab.
Is it Moab?
Yeah.
Moab 240, running through the mountains and stuff. I think it's in Utah.
Okay.
I mean, impressive as hell. I think right now he's in 12th or something. Was like one of the last posts that Joe Rogan said. That dude is just an animal.
I think the
absolute
first place
beast.
Woman was ahead of second
by like 30 miles, 30 or 40 miles ahead of him.
No, it was like 17.
No, she's at like 170 something and he's at 140 right now.
Oh, okay.
She's absolutely dominating.
Yeah.
Actually, as a matter of fact, I think Dudley's the one that actually recently posted to it, and actually I've been listening to his a lot too late. I mean, I've just been, that's what I do at work now. It's been fixed trucks and podcasts all day long.
Okay.
So, but anything else?
No, actually, I think we're
maybe a short
good
one. Yeah. Even though it is still already almost 40 minutes long. So, yeah, let us know, folks. You know, always can go to our Facebook, everything, Facebook, Instagram. I even have a Twitter. Don't really use it much at all. Everything is off-center archers. Steph's thing is shooting underscore skulls on IG. You know, let us know what you're interested in. Let us you know what you want to hear about. Remember, try to keep it more so towards the beginner. We don't want to go crazy on stuff. We want to try and keep a focused audience of people that are new, just getting into it, you know. And even the more experienced guys. There are a lot of more experienced people, I mean, that shoot those rival FXs and stuff like that, like I've had.
There's nothing wrong with it.
And which is nothing wrong with, because that's an awesome sight. The micro
light is awesome. No, some people get stuck on the name too much.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, but there are some that are out there to know. Well, I mean, HHA is awesome.
I'm not saying they're not, but I'm saying that right. Some people get stuck on the name. They don't think what they have is good enough right. If it's not like a certain list. Yes, I know.
All right,
I
folks, know. Our daughter's starting to fuss here, so we're going to get going. We will talk to you guys soon. Hit us up. Let us know what you want, what you're interested in, and have a good time.
Bye.